A former Assistant Auditor General of BC has been appointed Vancouver's new Auditor General. City Council has chosen Mike McDonnell to the newly created position at the city, where his role will be to provide independent oversight of how and why taxpayers' money is spent. McDonnell's appointment was announced Monday via a news release, which included comments from several city councillors, including Cown. Colleen Hardwick, who led council's drive to create the position. The appointment of Mike McDonnell as the inaugural Auditor General is a significant milestone for the City of Vancouver, said Hardwick, who was the chairperson of the recruitment committee. For the first time, the city will have independent assurance of the stewardship of public funds, joining every other major city in Canada. Added Hardwick. Mike comes with a wealth of knowledge and experience and is up to the challenge. He possesses the qualities that we have been seeking: integrity, discretion, collaborative, approachable, with a strong data-driven and standards focus. McDonnell served 23 years in the office of the Auditor General of BC, where he was responsible for quality assurance, standards and administration. He led performance audits of Crown corporations, ministries and legislative offices in areas ranging from healthcare, transportation, public utilities, police services, to performance management and reporting, the city's release said. At British Columbia's Auditor General for Local Government, Mike McDonnell conducted quality control reviews and provided technical advice on all the audits conducted by the office over the 8 years it was in was operation, the release said. In the private sector, he was a business advisor and leader of BC Public Sector Enterprise Risk Services for a national accounting and advisory services firm. Back in 2013, McDonnell was one of four people terminated from the Auditor General's office, according to a report by Andrew McLeod in the TIE posted April 12, 2013. At the time, McDonnell was quoted as saying, "It was quite a surprise," and was told his dismissal was part of an office restructuring. Glacier Media made a request Monday via the city's communications department to interview McDonnell but had not heard back before this story was posted. His LinkedIn page indicates he became a business advisor for MNP's office in Victoria and Nanaimo from 2014 to 2018 and led MNP's public sector enterprise risk services in BC. He is currently described as a consultant, a chartered professional accountant, or CPA. McDonnell is a certified fraud examiner and holds Bachelor of Arts and Master of Business Administration degrees. As a volunteer, he served 6 years on the Council of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of BC and sat on the Institute's Practice Review and Licensing Committee, as well as the Public Practice Committee of CPA BC. McDonnell will begin his job September 7. The release did not say how much he will be paid, or what the budget will be for his office. Last summer, Council received a 63-page research report by the Canadian Audit and Accountability Foundation, which suggested Vancouver could create an independent Auditor General's office on models implemented in Halifax and Ottawa, with up to 10 staff and require an annual budget of $1.1 million to $2 million. In Ottawa, which has a population of 1 million and a recent operating budget of $3.4 billion and capital budget of $730 million, Auditor General Ken Hughes oversees an office of 9 people plus contractors. That office's annual budget is $2 million, with Hughes' salary in the $224,000 to $241,000 range. According to information supplied to Glacier Media in July 2020 from Hughes, who said at the time that spending money to set up an office in Vancouver, even during the pandemic, will achieve long-term savings. He cited an example in Ottawa where his office conducted an audit on a city contract for green waste pickup. The investigation discovered overpayments of $12 million and found issues with the wording of the contract and manner in which the request for proposal process was led. City staff renegotiated that contract and were able to reduce some of the loss going forward, Hugh said. Certainly for an audit that would have cost my office in manpower something in the order of $100,000 to $150,000 to conduct, we returned at the very least $12 million in actual savings. Hughes said audits are proven to pay for themselves and that taxpayers will benefit from an unbiased analysis of how the city conducts its business. M. Howell at glaciermedia.ca at Howlings.